Sackville Council's Municipal Reform Committee met Wednesday night for a short meeting with about 10 people and two councillors in attendance. Councillors Bill Evans and Sabina Dietz recapped the work of the committee so far, but agreed it would not likely meet again in the near future, as most of the decisions that the committee was concerned with have now been finalized by the province.
That whole conversation around, part of us being opposed to the forced amalgamation, part of it being having some sort of influence on what the future entity will look like, on whether there will be democratic representation or not, and what the ward boundaries may be, that is all done. Like this committee can no longer, there's no point in having conversations about that because there's not going to be any influence on any decisions being made.
Dietz and Evans did both say that the committee might still serve a function as a place for public feedback to be shared.
The only remaining purpose, as I see, is as a forum for members of the public to ask questions interactively at any meeting. And according to this part of this meeting, members of the public don't get to participate except at question period.
Along with the two councillors and about half a dozen residents in attendance, there was Greg Martin, one of two people appointed by the province to represent the Pointe du Butte area on its elected officials advisory committee. But Martin was the only person from that committee to attend. Neither Mayor Sean Michaud nor Deputy Mayor Andrew Black, Sackville's appointed representatives on the committee, attended, though Black did send regrets and an update, which was read by Councillor Bill Evans. The advisory committee will next meet with provincial facilitator Chad Peters on Tuesday, March 29th, to start the discussion on choosing a new name for Entity 40. Black's comments, passed on through Evans, expressed concern that there might be some misinformation about what the naming process means. Here's Bill Evans speaking for Andrew Black.
There are many people out there in what will be the new entity who are scared that their community will be losing its name. That in the naming process for the new entity, all the current communities that are inside its boundaries will cease to exist. This is absolutely not true. And while the province should be getting the word out, they are not. And so it falls on us to assure Sackvillians and everyone else that they don't need to worry. If you live in Sackville, Dorchester, Westcock, Midgett, Cookville, any of these places, that is still where you will live. Your address will remain the same, but your community will be part of a governance structure that has a separate name, whatever that name might be. There will be a public engagement piece to the naming process. And while we have not got around to that discussion yet, starting out with people fearing that their community names are disappearing will start this engagement off on the wrong foot. So that's the message that Andrew sent me.
That was Bill Evans reading a message from Deputy Mayor Andrew Black at a meeting of the Municipal Reform Committee last night. The turnout from Sackville Town councillors was low for last night's meeting, low enough to suggest that the controversy over forced amalgamation may have fizzled out in Sackville, even before decisions are made on the new name and taxation areas of the new entity. That said, just last week, a majority of councillors did vote to have the mayor send two letters to Minister Danielle Allain to complain about specific decisions made by the province which will impact the future Entity 40. The first letter, sent on March 15th, calls out the province's last-minute change to the boundaries of Entity 40 to remove large tracts of woodlands. In the letter, council strongly objects to the change in boundaries, pointing out that they had previously been told by the province that boundaries were finalized and could not be changed. Most of the removed lands are owned by J.D. Irving Limited and will now be part of a rural district. Under the province's municipal reform plan, the majority of New Brunswick's land will remain in rural districts, which look very similar to the local service districts they replace. Rural districts have elected advisory committees, but they will have no legal authority to set their own bylaws, as municipalities do. The second letter, signed by the mayor, contains a formal request that a fifth councillor be added to represent the Sackville ward. The letter says this would be a fair and more equitable representation based on our population numbers. The request is something that Andrew Black and Sean Michaud had recently made to Chad Peters, but were turned down. Black recounted how that happened at Council's first March meeting. Black said that after hearing about some of the back and forth on decisions in other amalgamations in the province, he decided to make an attempt to address the concerns about representation by population that had been raised by councillors and citizens. And so after consulting the CAO and Mayor Sean Michaud, he approached consultant Chad Peters.
I figured I knew what the answer would be, but ask if it was possible to have an extra counselor in the town of Sackville. So there would be 5 for the town of Sackville, there would be 4 for the surrounding areas, so that there would be the possibility of better representation by population or taxation, however you look at it.
Black says Peter's response was unexpected.
I thought he would say no, and he said, I don't want to say no. I'm going to take this to people higher up in the department and ask. And later that day, he called back and said that the recommendation from the department was that we can sort of push it back to the advisory committee and ask them.
At their next meeting, the advisory committee was given 30 minutes to discuss the proposal and reach a consensus.
And if there wasn't consensus by the end of it for Sackville to have 5 counselors and the remaining LSDs to have 4, that it would go back to what we had already decided. So I spoke for, well, not the whole half hour, but I laid out my case. Comments were made by various LSD members. I answered, responded, and went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. At the end of it, there was not consensus. So in the end, the result was that there would be 4 counselors for Sackville and 4 for the surrounding area.
Black didn't say who on the committee refused Sackville's proposal for a 5th representative, but a single opposed view would have been enough to veto it under the conditions laid out by Peters and the province. The committee is made up of 2 representatives from Sackville, 2 from the village of Dorchester, 2 from Pointe de Butte, 1 from the Sackville LSD, and 1 from the Dorchester LSD. According to the province's timeline, March 31st is the drop-dead date for any changes to ward boundaries in the new amalgamated entities. And then in less than 2 weeks, by April 11th, the taxation areas are to be finalized. New entities will be permitted to have different taxation areas with different rates to reflect different access to services across new municipalities. Then in May, the province wants to finalize the names and types of their new entities, and they will also begin budget preparation and CAO recruitment in May.